stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, March 14th.
I can't even say how glad and thankful I am glad yesterday is over.
Yeah.
I don't understand, like, okay, normally, yesterday was the 13th, right?
Right.
Okay, normally the 13th is a lucky number for me. Mm. What the hell happened yesterday? I have no idea, but I feel like it was like doomsday all around me. Like, shit just like flew everywhere. No, it was an insane day.
Yeah, you started it off pretty bad, actually. You were like pretty irritated yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I was mad. Because I told you the landlord thing. They thought we were throwing shit over... Okay, yeah. So people who didn't listen, people thought we were throwing dog shit over the fence at my neighbor. I'm sorry. Do you think I would touch dog shit with my hands? That doesn't happen. Ever. No. You're insane. Now that you say it, though, now you've pissed me off enough that now I do want to throw shit and rub it all over your window with gloves on. But I've actually, like, now I'm considering it because I'm so irritated.
Really?
So, like, yesterday, before I get here... I go outside and I start videotaping the next door neighbors because they are being extremely loud. They're doing construction. It's like, I mean, I'm talking, they're breaking up a whole driveway.
Really? And these are the people that are accusing
that are
you.
Complaining. Okay. Yeah. And they too have two dogs that never leave their yard. Okay. Right. So their dogs shit and piss in their backyard. It's their backyard.
Right.
Shit and piss in their backyard and they clean it up. No big deal. So why is it a big deal if my dog shit and piss in my yard? Right. Because the fence attaches to yours. No, there's a fence. It's like 12 feet tall, right?
Right.
So, and we pick it up like every day, whatever. And not to mention there are four horse farms around the area that the smell from the horse farms is overwhelming.
Really?
Okay. So for you to bitch about my dogs, like going to the back, what is your problem?
Yeah.
So anyway, that happened. So then yesterday after here, I go to my friends because I have to handle how to find my stalker.
Right.
I think, I have to go to court, which I'll tell you about later. But, so I have to serve papers to the stalker, and I don't know the stalker's address because he lied on his license, like a whole thing.
Yeah.
So, we did something awesome, which, long story short, we got the address.
Really?
Oh,
he did some investigation.
He's just amazing. Let's just say, no, I'm not even going to say how, but we were awesome. We were like investigators of crime. It was so rad. So we got it, whatever. And then I get this phone call from my landlord calling me again, screaming at me and accusing me of like doing all this other stuff. So I'm like, wait a second. First of all, don't accuse me. You know when you, like, talk to someone and you, like, start accusing?
Uh-huh.
What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, you just have to get defensive and you can't have a conversation.
So I went ballistic on him.
Right.
They think I'm, like, Little Miss Nice Innocent Girl. Do they know now the real story? I went so psycho. Like, I don't even know what was coming out of my mouth. I mean, I don't know if you saw my Twitter yesterday, but I was talking about, have you ever wished, like, neighbors or people's faces were being completely peeled off and they felt every moment of their face being peeled off?
I figured you're probably very pissed.
I was
at
so
that
mad.
Point.
But I said by a zombie.
Right.
That way you don't think I'm gonna melt someone's face off. I said a zombie, you know, even though I was thinking, you know, T-Rex or so. I don't know. I was like so mad, you know, I didn't care. And I went ballistic. He was so like scared of me. He called my neighbor, like a girlfriend neighbor of mine, and said, "Can you please calm her down?" And my girlfriend's like, "I don't think so. Do you know Bruschetta? You leave her alone. You leave her alone, and she comes around later on. Like I'm not being involved." So it was just so retarded.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You know, and the neighbors couldn't even come directly to you, so they went to the landlord.
Yeah.
You said you were gonna talk to them directly, did you?
We tried, and they weren't there.
Right.
And then there's more drama. So then like I help a friend out, which you know who they are, and I'll tell you later, and they're having drama in their office, and we found out some girl, like, cut wires to cameras and broke in, and all this crazy stuff. Yeah, so I'm trying to help her deal with all of this, literally, till 11 o'clock last night.
Wow.
And then on top of all that, oh, this gets even dirtier. This is actually, like, dirty. So this guy that I kind of like, or, like, one of the guys I hang out with, like, he's really cool, whatever, such a twisted thing. So I find out he is really good friends with another friend of mine, another guy friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
But I found out it was a little more than friends.
Really?
Yeah. And
this guy's supposedly straight?
Well, he's like, I guess, yeah, but yeah. I guess he was like experimenting.
That's what you knew.
And you know what? I am fine with that. I am like, cool as can be, I'm not going to, that's fine. The problem is it's one of my friends, and my friends actually like this guy.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize, so... Yesterday, someone barges in, like, and a friend of mine, and he's like, oh, my God, so this guy totally broke up with so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, really? And I'm like, and I'm trying to play it dumb, like, oh, my God. And the words that were said were something that I said to, I don't know. So it's this whole circle, and I'm sitting here in this world of drama yesterday, like, what the hell are you fucking kidding me right now? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you find out these guys got it on? Did someone tell you?
So I knew they were hanging out, and like I assumed, well, I wasn't sure. I don't know. And we've been hanging out a little bit, like whatever. Oh God, I hope no one's listening today because this would just be, you know, I don't even care. I already got myself in trouble yesterday, by the way, because my friend that I said that was visiting me, who I haven't seen in years.
He'd been listening?
Yeah, because he went and apologized to this other guy.
Oh, okay.
Because he threatened him.
Yeah.
I think I told you this. He threatened him. Like, all I've seen is your
face. Good. So it's good. It's a good thing you said that. Because now he knows how you feel about it.
Yeah. But, well, yeah. Now you guys all know how I feel. But I'm just saying, this is just, like, the most dramatic thing. Can't life be simple? Can't my life be simple? Why does it have to be so much drama all the time? Why?
Well, it's because you get yourself involved in a lot of different things. I'm not saying in a bad way, but you know, you've got a lot of friends, you hang out, you know a lot of people and stuff. So it's not like, I mean, if you sit at home and do nothing, you won't have any drama.
Right.
But it's just because you do a lot of different things. So you put yourself out there.
Yeah, but why does it, like, and then when it comes to, like, guys that I'm, like, seeing or dating, it's always screwed up. Like, there's something always screwy about it. Yeah. And now I'm like, oh, God.
Maybe so, you're picking the wrong guys. You know,
clearly.
What can I tell you?
Why do they waft around me? What energy am I putting off that I'm, like, bringing, like, you know, all the ones that are, oh, my God.
Yeah. You need to calm down a little bit.
I can't wait for our vacation to go. I'm like, I wasn't going to go anywhere. But then I was like, yeah, I definitely am going to go to Florida.
Yeah, get away for a little bit.
Because maybe there's someone normal there.
Yeah, maybe.
Because now the thing is, like, this guy is really cool, but I'm not going to hurt my friends.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's
just... it's just weird.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? I mean, about this guy?
I don't know.
No?
Because I enjoy hanging out with him. Like, it's fun.
Right.
But I don't want to hurt my friends.
Right.
And this is even more complicated because of the situation.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, this is just something I've never been in before in that kind of triangle.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should stay out of that one.
Maybe I shouldn't.
Don't be part of a triangle.
Maybe I should go back to girls.
Maybe.
I
think there's a lot more drama there.
Oh, my God.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I hear.
There.
But I don't, I mean, this is retarded.
Yeah.
You know, people say, oh, your life's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah, it
but,
is.
But, I mean, fine, follow me around with a reality show, which we should have done forever ago. But this is, like, so retarded.
Right.
Like, I don't even know how to deal with half of it. And I do have to go home today and deal with the neighbor, crazy neighbor.
Yeah. Wow.
Still.
And you just moved there not too long ago, right?
Yeah,
I mean, what a bitch, you know?
I know.
To have to deal with this shit. I hate neighbors, man. I hate fucking neighbors, you know?
Yeah.
It's like everybody's, you know, it's got to have their nose in your business.
Yeah, and I don't understand. Like, they are so... And the weird thing is they're nice to my face.
Mm.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
You'll have an entire conversation with me and be so nice to my face. Invite me over.
Right.
You know, you even talk to me through the fence.
Right.
And then you're going to go call my neighbor, I'll call my landlord and threaten calling the health department on him.
Right.
Because he's not handling it.
Yeah.
You know what? I rented the property. The yard is mine. If I want to take a dump in it, I can take a freaking dump in it.
Really?
You know what? Maybe I should.
Yeah.
Maybe I should.
Put a fucking toilet in the middle of the yard.
I might even do this. You know, I'm like crazy. This would be, I just like testing waters. Now I feel like doing this. Yeah. You're like, fuck you. I'm going to take a toilet. Because, you know, they always have them on the side of the road. I'm going to find one and shove it on the front lawn. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
And I'm going to shit right in it.
And then you're going to have to smell it.
I'm like a bum did it. Yeah. What are they going to do? Test the shit?
Yeah, exactly.
This is from Regina. I mean, like, seriously. I mean, you're making me think crazy. This is what people do. This makes me, people are making me think crazy.
Right.
They, I mean, I never would have thought about throwing shit at someone's house, but now that you said it, now I want
to
do it.
Yeah. Like, but let me explain something to you. Okay, I mean, shit happens to people all the time.
Literally.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Literally and figuratively. And the thing is that it's, so it's not just your life, you know, everybody's got their own shit, right? But it's about how you react to it, how you deal with it, you know? And I think you're like, really getting pissed off and you're not really dealing with it.
Because
you know?
I get really mad. I'm just, because if I go and deal with it, I don't know how, I just feel like every time I go and deal with something, it blows up even more.
Right.
Which, yes, yesterday, no way in hell could I talk to anyone. Right. I left and I was like, I was fuming.
Right.
I was freaking fuming.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, you can't resolve the situation that way. So you have to calm down, then look at the situation and ask yourself, how can I resolve it in the best way?
I don't even
you
know.
You know, without getting into a fight.
Right.
Yeah. You don't have a choice because, I mean, otherwise you'll just get more and more dramas like this all the time. You know, because
this is just stupid.
Yeah, because people don't take shit from other people, you know. So you gotta know how to approach them.
Ugh. Well, I don't take shit either.
And also, not just to approach them, but how you view this whole thing, because it clearly pisses you off, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, it's just retarded.
Right.
It's just insanely retarded. I guess what bothers me the most is the fact that you're nice to my face. You can't come over to my house and talk to me.
Right.
You got to call the landlord and start
That's
shit.
An
and call
LA
the city.
Thing. I
and
really
call
think
the,
so, yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
And your dog's shit in your backyard? I smell it. Do I say anything? No. And you're, like, they're construction from 7 a.m. till, like, 8 p.m.
Wow.
Like, it's insane. It's great. I told you, I sat there and I filmed it a full 15 minutes yesterday because I was pissed.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you want to play this game, motherfuckers? I'm going to play it right the fuck back. You know, I'm going to video it. I'm going to video all of it. And I hate landlords. It's another thing. I really despise landlords.
Yeah,
honestly, I can't stand them. That's a whole other issue and a whole other story.
Yeah.
But I
really
hate
them. Yeah, it's not easy with landlords.
No.
And you gotta be lucky to get a good one. You know, some of them are good, but
I just need to own my own place.
Yeah.
And then that's the thing. Like, I keep calling my parents.
Yeah.
Like, please get me a place, please. Yeah,
buy me a fucking house.
Buy me a house now. They, like, hate. I mean, they live through my last scenarios. Like, they've lived through all my stories and scenarios.
Really?
Oh, my God.
So they know what you're going through, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's just
like, go to Florida for a while and relax.
Yeah.
It'll put things in perspective for you. When you come back, you'll be a little more mellow, I think
so.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever had to deal with an asshole neighbor?
No.
You're so
lucky.
No,
I never had,
That's because you're so mellow.
I mean, we have asshole neighbors in the building next to us, but I haven't had to deal with them. They're like obsessed with dog shit, you know? And that's an apartment building. And, you know, the grass in front of the in front of the building is like sacred ground.
What the fuck is
you know?
Grass?
So there's this older man and then this other guy that lives there that kind of cuts the lawn for him and all that shit. And they're both constantly like fucking Nazis out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They're like shit Nazis
on
top of
know,
it. I'm like...
So sometimes people get pissed at him, you know?
I mean,
they call him like, like shit cop. You know, what are you like?
But it's just so weird.
Yeah.
You know what I did one time? It's actually hilarious. I would totally do this to your neighbor. Way back in the day, I used to, you know, I went to school on the bus, whatever. And there was a bus stop on the corner. And there was like, you know, all this grass. But on the corner, it's public property. It's a bus stop. It's like, you know, whatever. And the people that own the house, like, it's a big property, and they're like, don't step on the grass by there. I'm sorry, we're with kindergartners, first graders. Like, how am I going to control all them? I can't. You know, and I was in, like, eighth grade or something, maybe ninth grade at the time, probably ninth grade. And I was like, you know what? And they would yell at the kids every day, make them cry, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. So at Halloween, I was like, you motherfuckers. So you know what I did? I went and bought paint and spray paint, and I took all... I took paint, and I painted the bottom of every kid's shoe a different color that was fluorescent, and I said, walk all over their lawn now.
Really?
And they did.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was awesome. I mean, you can just cut it. I mean, get over it. You can just cut the lawn. The paint's gone.
Yeah.
But it was really funny. There were paint, like, marks all over, and, like, like, I wanted to look like footprints, but it didn't really quite work out that way. But
You know, so so these people don't bother me, but it really irritates me to see that.
It's just
you know?
Annoying.
Yeah, I mean, come on, get your fucking eyes off of the grass already, you know?
Right.
They're walking around checking every square foot of it.
It's like,
and I'm like, yeah, get a fucking life, you know?
Yeah. They have nothing else better to do except for watch paint dry or shit. Manifest or whatever. Oh my God. Anyway. Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a couple of guests in the studio. Well, one of them is not in the studio yet.
Yeah.
And sometimes people are late for their own radio shows. What are you going to do?
It's
okay. But in the meantime, we have Randy in the studio. Good morning, Randy.
Hello. How's
Welcome.
Going?
Good.
He's
good.
Here. He's. I think
he is here?
Lou is here. He says in the building, so he's on his way up.
I just got a text message.
Yes.
Okay.
So we have Randy and Lou Pizarro from Repo Man, or The Repo Man is coming in.
Oh, I see. Are you part of The Repo Man, too?
He's kind of of the whole, like, well, Lou has been on the show for how long has he been doing it? Has been doing the show?
Yikes. Since 2006, I believe. They started in Spanish.
Okay. And then you've been working on the show with him.
I'm more behind the scenes. Yeah. I do a lot of the design, graphic work.
He's
like
a really awesome graphic design artist. Yeah. And then Lou has his new like podcast thing that he's doing, which I was telling you about.
Right.
And Randy's helping him with that. So like, and they're really good friends.
Really?
So,
So you've known Randy too for a while?
I've known Randy for a while, and I work with his brother on other shows that we've done. We're actually pitching a show, which I'll tell you later about.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and assholes. and so we kind of all work together, like, in editing and whatnot. But, he's on in command. He's awesome with graphics, and he's done graphics on my things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, phenomenal. If you ever need anything done graphic-wise. Ba-da-ba-da-da!
Sounds good. He's here.
I guess our guest is here.
This
I thought
Lou.
Someone took his truck.
I should do a show on LA traffic.
Yeah.
And I got three birdies. And I'm not talking about golf, okay?
Yeah. Good morning, Lou. Welcome to the show.
This is Sam.
And this is Sam.
This is Sam.
Morning, and
Sam.
We were just talking to Randy for a little bit. So you guys are part... Well, welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you, Sam. I am.
And you weathered the traffic.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, man, where are you from, brother?
I'm from Israel originally.
Israel?
Yeah.
Oh, outstanding, man.
Yeah.
Like you guys.
Yeah? Do you? Yeah.
Don't
mess. We're
going to
bomb Iran soon, too.
Are there any weapons in the room right now?
Yeah, you don't have a knife on you, do you?
I might have one in a shiv in my pocket. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah,
only for the neighbors that you missed the whole thing that I want to, like, anyway. That's
so I'm getting off on Van Nuys, right?
Right.
It took me 20 minutes to get from there to here.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was in New York, man.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, the traffic is terrible, and it's getting worse all the time.
Oh, because the 405 is closed.
Oh, is it really?
I forgot about that.
Oh,
the 405 is closed, I think, today, because I saw a thing, like there was an audition, and they were like, just make sure you don't go anywhere near there.
Right.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Or part of the 405. I don't know which. Yeah. That's the only reason I know is because of that.
That's crazy when they close the 405.
I know.
I mean, that's like, you know.
So stupid. So retarded. Talk about a whole nother. Yeah, well, no wonder. I would be going crazy, too. And, like, see, that's the thing. That's when I wish I had monster trucks and would just mash things.
Just drive with Randy, man. This guy is a maniac. He gets here fast.
Yeah.
What could I say?
Yeah. So did you find parking for your Hummer?
Yeah, I did, man. Oh. You guys had some parking underneath. I was surprised.
So I guess you always have to worry about where you're going, right? Whether you can park there or not.
Well, sometimes, sometimes I park half on the sidewalk, half on the street.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
I guess you don't have to worry about anyone, like, taking it, really.
No, it's paid off. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
the Repo Man's not going to get repossessed today.
Yeah. So you guys both are part of the Repo Man? Is that what... What's the show called? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the show's called Operation Repo.
Uh-huh.
And it's on True TV every Wednesday at 9:30 Pacific Standard Time. Shh, man, I sound like a commercial guy. And you can also watch it in Spanglish on Mundos Monday through Thursday at 7 p.m.
Spanglish.
And then again at 10 p.m.
Really?
Yeah, that's for you non-English speaking people.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. So now, how long have you guys been doing this?
Well, since 06.
Since you were 6 years old?
Randy's always,
you were repossessing
six.
Cars?
No,
I was stealing them back then, buddy. Now I do it legally. But Randy's a behind-the-scenes guy. He's the guy that started with me from the very beginning doing graphics and all the good stuff. And just dealing with my drama, man. This is my boy right here.
Really? So did you start the show? I did.
I'm the curator and executive producer of the show. Mm-hmm. Although there's a bunch of fakes out there that claim that it's their idea. Randy knows who I'm talking about.
Yep.
Bunch of knuckleheads out there.
Well, so, okay, so we'll find out more about the show soon, but tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you originally from L.A.?
Well, it's like this, man. My parents are from Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I was born in the Bronx, New York, but I was raised here in Southern California,
really?
So now I'm Mexican.
Yeah, I see, okay. It is Northern Mexico here. Yeah.
So I'm so Mexican that I married a Mexican woman.
Really?
In fact, she's so Mexican that she came already with 5 kids with 2 different dads.
Yeah.
That's
Mexican for you.
Yeah. I love my Mexican people, man. Besitos.
Awesome. So you grew up here.
I did.
And so you're born in Puerto Rico, right?
No, I was born in New York in the Bronx.
Oh, I thought you said. Your parents are from Puerto Rico.
What is this guy smoking, man? Are you guys drugs?
Yeah, I have been smoking something.
Wait, what do they have in Israel? What kind of drugs they have there? Like
they have hash and marijuana and everything. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's ground up bones of the Palestinians.
You know what's funny? I got to share this with you. I worked for Continental Airlines for 14 years.
Did you really?
Yeah, I took an early retirement. I love those guys, but now we kind of got morphed into United. But at that time, we did Mexicana contracts at Tom Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who was next to us?
Who was next to
us? AKA North American, which was your undercover name for your airplane because you were scared that someone was going to blow it up.
Really?
So every time you guys came up, you guys had snipers all over Tom Bradley on the roofs. Mm-hmm. It was an awesome sight, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are no joke. They're military or they're Secret Service. Those guys are no joke.
You
man.
Don't have a choice. That's why, you know, they don't have a choice, you know, because it's you know, I mean, just like with the nuclear bombs now in Iran, you know, it's like you can't just assume nothing's happening, you know,
right.
Because it is. The moment they have a bomb, they're going to drop it. I mean, they're
Absolutely.
Saying they will, you know, so
and they will. There's the North Koreans. I love my Korean people, but
they're insane.
The North Korean communists. I mean, that's kind of insane, man.
Except, you know, we're not within range, so we're not that scared of that. But
even if it's a nuclear bomb, won't that affect all of, like, the planet, basically, in a sense? So we'll all be fucked in some crazy...
Yeah, but, I mean, there's not a powerful enough bomb to do that. You'd have to have a lot of bombs to destroy this planet.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, they're going to affect, you know, countries around them and stuff, which is important to us, but it's not an existential... threat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
If I was a bad guy, what I would do, I would build this giant nuclear-powered robot with an atomic brain controlled by Lou Pizarro. And this guy can deliver nuclear weapons anywhere in the world and cannot be stopped. Wait a minute. Isn't that the movie we're doing?
Yeah.
That's never mind. I'm sorry, man. I'm in character. That's a movie that we're working on called Lou Goes Back to Boot Camp.
Sounds good. And Randy, were you born here in L.A.?
Yes, I know I'm dark-skinned, but I was actually born here.
Where you from, bro? You drive Mercedes, bro?
It's funny because there's not a lot of people that are born here, you know? That's why I'm always fascinated by people that are from here.
Yeah, well, a lot of people, they hear my accent, and they're like, you don't sound Mexican. I'm like, well, I was born here. My parents were born here. I mean, my grandmother was born here. I mean, yeah. So when I was growing up, a lot of it is like, oh, you don't even speak Spanish, you sellout.
I know, you got to speak Spanish when you live in L.A., huh?
Yeah.
It's true.
Otherwise, you feel like an outsider, you know?
You know, it's really funny. I only speak Spanish. I did it the other day. I haven't drank in forever, but I drank on Sunday, and I was speaking to everyone in Spanish. And I'm like, what the? People are looking at me like, what? And I'm like, I know. It's because I understand what you're saying, but for me to speak back,
I get
nervous unless I'm drinking. I'm like, oh, whatever.
You want to hear something funny? I was watching Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Yeah.
And guess who spoke Spanish through the whole show?
Jimmy Kimmel?
With Will Ferrell. Both of them.
Really?
Really?
Promoting their new movie.
Oh, because Will Ferrell has a movie in Spanish, right?
Oh, I want to see
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, it's coming out with English subtitles.
That's going to be awesome. I will totally watch that.
Really?
Absolutely. Awesome. That would be rad. Yeah.
It sounds interesting. You know, I mean, I'm not into Will Ferrell, but it sounds pretty good. So.
I like stupid retarded.
Do you?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Then marry a Mexican.
I usually date them.
Oh, okay.
I know. know. I date a lot. I only date Latin or Italian.
Really?
Pretty much, yeah. Well,
have you ever had like one that's half and half, Latin and Italian?
I actually have.
Really?
And ooh la la. But they're crazy.
Well, thank you.
That's the thing.
Cool.
My, what, I'm Italian, so that's why, you know.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
It's funny because people often are attracted to the opposite of what they are. You know, like a light-skinned blonde or something would be good for you, but that's not what you're after.
It's rare.
Huh? You're not after surfer boys or anything like that?
It's rare. It's happened, but it's really rare.
Yeah. It's happened. It just flew kind of like between my legs and it kind of fell in there.
It fell in between my legs, exactly. I don't know.
I have a question for you guys. So what are we going to talk about today?
We're still trying to figure that out.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're like us.
You're like us when we do our podcast. We just, whatever happens, happens, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
So tell us a little bit about the repo show and everything. I mean, when did you get into reposition?
Well, legally, I started back in 94.
Wow. So you've been doing this a while.
I actually started in Florida. And here's the I'm gonna let out the secret, but all these knuckleheads out here that say, oh, I got him in the repo and I created the show, you dumbasses. I was in Florida when this happened, and those guys never stepped foot in Florida. I've never even seen an alligator or an Okefenokee, and they're here talking about that I created the show.
Okefenokee.
Yeah. So at any rate, I started back in '94. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was working at Continental Airlines, so I worked from 7 to 2:30 in the morning at Continental. Okay. Loved you guys. And at 2:30 in the morning, I went to repossess.
Wow.
Wow.
And and at that time, I was in the Marine Corps Reserves.
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting too at the same time. And, you know, it just evolved. One day, I got a call from Telemundo News Department, Maria Garcia, which is a good friend. Mm-hmm. And she asked me to do a day in the life of a repo man in Spanish for news. I'm like, I don't speak that great Spanish. She says, I don't care. You're sexy, big boy.
Yeah. How did she find out about you?
She just called randomly, man. It was just, it was in God's hands. She just called and bam. And I'm like, okay, I did it. She went out with me 2 days in a row from like 10 to 5 in the morning in South Central. And she's like, Lou, you're crazy. I go, no, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Being out here. So, you know, and then after that, you know, I developed, I did 4 other segments for Telemundo in that year. And then I got a couple of my friends from church and they were in film school and we went out together and we shot a sizzle reel. And we presented it to Telemundo, to Channel 22, and they bought it.
Wow.
So
wow.
We did over 500 episodes.
Already? Wow.
That's only in Spanish. Now, we went to True TV in 08. Mm-hmm. So you guys can go to TrueTV.com. Shameless plug, I know. TrueTV.com, check it out, and you can see where we're at now. But we started in 08. We got almost 200 episodes. We were syndicated last year.
Wow.
We're probably in the next year and a half, we'll be in over 40 different languages. Now, I didn't even know there was 40 different languages. Did you know
in the world?
I didn't know it either.
I thought there was just Spanish, English, and like Chinese.
Yeah.
There's Klingon.
That's what happens when
Klingon?
You only live in the United States. It's all the languages. You hear.
Yeah.
I hear that just at the DMV. I hear 40 languages.
This is true. And I'm like, what the hell? What?
So, you know, what's crazy too is that, you know, the Spanish show was such a success that now they're repeating all 500 episodes. We started brand new, like if it was episode one, on Mundos.
Whoa.
So, Monday through Friday. I'm sorry, Monday
through Thursday. So, you become like a big star now.
More like a big planet because I'm on a diet, but it's just not working. But no, but now, you know, the cool thing is that, like, now I can afford a girlfriend. I was telling Randy, I can afford a girlfriend.
You could so before,
funny.
Huh?
No, they're too expensive, especially those half Italian, half white ones.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
You know, what kind of car you drive, Lou? A Hyundai? You know what? Yeah, well, if I wanted to drive a Hyundai, I'd date Rodney King. That's what they tell me. By the way, Rodney King got his butt kicked by my sister.
Oh, yeah?
Shut up. No, I'm not even joking.
Your sister's crazy.
My sister, Sonia from Operation Repo, we were at the celebrity boxing match last month in Hollywood.
And, I would never box her. And she scares me. No way.
So they brought me into the ring to say hi to the special guest, and I drove my beautiful sister in there. And then King jumped in the ring. My sister took him down.
Yeah.
Really?
Took him down.
Wow. Like, I believe it.
What is my sister doing? She has Rodney King, man. They're rolling on the mat.
So funny.
Then Rodney King is on top of my sister. I'm like,
Get off
now
my
I
sister.
Grab Rodney King and I drag him off, and this knucklehead's trying to pick me up.
Oh, shut up.
I'm
shut
like,
up.
Are you serious, Rodney? It's on pay-per-view.
Oh, my God.
You can see it. Yeah.
I'm watching this.
It was insane. I'm like, Rodney's trying to pick up a 400-pound Puerto Rican. I'm like, you know, he could barely handle LAPD. How is he going to handle me?
Oh, my God. Wow. Damn. That's crazy. I have to see this
Hey,
now.
By the way, I love LAPD. Thank you guys for your great service. I grew up with LAPD.
Really?
I'm sure.
I've had my run-ins.
Yeah.
I hate them. I'm sorry.
No, let me tell you about LAPD. You don't understand is that we need LAPD all around the world, especially in Mexico.
You know what? They did help me once.
Okay.
With the stalker. Yeah. They helped me once. That was the only
time. You had a stalker too?
Oh, I'm
I got one now. She's crazy. I had a few of them.
I'm going to court and dealing with it.
You're going to court?
Oh, yeah. This
so
guy
you need, to date, you need to date a big 400-pound Puerto Rican. You'll never have that problem.
Yeah, exactly. No court needed there.
All right?
Yeah.
He hid in my closet and peed on all my stuff, got my underwear, whacked off with it. I mean, it's just, it's so insane for over 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, it's insane.
Well, that's why I don't wear underwear. I don't have that problem.
Why'd you let him do that?
Yeah, I'd let him do it. Yeah. I let him do it, right?
You know you let
you
him
just
on?
Just kind of did
totally.
It.
Oh,
yeah.
Totally.
You know, so tell me a little bit about your hometown. This is like my talk show now. Yeah.
Tell me. I ask the questions, you answer.
But, you know, yes. I have a lot of friends from Israel. In fact, a good friend of mine, he was in a plane accident this weekend. He survived, him and my cousin, and they're blessed. You know, but he's an awesome guy. He's from Israeli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Shut up.
I mean, who cares? Who cares about the Israelis? Yeah. I can say that.
Apparently Obama doesn't care about the Israelis.
Exactly. Oh. There you go.
Hey, man, don't be talking about my commander-in-chief, man. I do have a gun on me.
Well, it does look like he's going to stay for a while, because if this Santorum guy wins, then Obama will be elected for sure, you know, because, I mean, this guy's too out there. Have you been following the...
I have,
...the primaries and stuff?
I have, yeah.
I mean, you know, Santorum won both states yesterday, and it's like, I know you don't care, but...
No, it's not that I don't care. I don't even know who Santorum is.
Yeah.
isn't that some kind of, like, vitamin?
That's what I was like. It sounds like Centrum. Yeah. Like the Centrum vitamins, exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I have no idea.
You know, I understand what you're saying if that happens, but I think, you know, overall...
I'm going to Google a picture.
If we have someone like maybe Cheech or Chong run.
I would vote for them.
I'll vote for
them. I would completely vote for Cheech or Chong.
Yeah. Can you imagine
that? Hold on, I'm Googling what this guy looks like.
Did you know that Tommy Chong was in jail for selling paraphernalia and
bong.
Shit like that?
Oh.
Yeah. For bongs, not even marijuana or anything, you know?
I have something totally to tell you about. I totally forgot. The guy, what's his name? He's in jail yesterday for like, oh my God, he owned this house. I gotta find his name. It's gonna drive me insane. He used to play hockey or whatever, and he got in trouble for stealing a car, grand theft, and now he's in jail forever. Really famous dude. I can't think of his name. Anyway, long story short, he locked me. It's funny that he's in all this trouble now. He locked me in his room like 2 years ago. I went to this big house party. Oh yeah, went to this house party. But I was like amused because I was like, what the hell's going on? I'm just like, this is funny.
What's he gonna do? Huh?
No, but like whatever. I would take the guy in a heartbeat. Like, dude, I would like totally like drop kick him and no question. So anyway, I'm in the room and I'm like. Like, what? Because I go up there and he's like, yeah, I want to show you this. I want to show you that. I'm like taking a tour through this huge mansion, whatever. And I go up there and he shuts the door and locks it. And I'm like, would you just really? I'm like, you're like an old dude. There is no way. Like, okay. Because he's like, I don't know, late 60s at least.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, and he opens up this drawer and it's like this drawer full of mounds of Coke. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm totally good.
Really?
You're talking about the soft drink.
And,
I'm a Pepsi. Yeah, I like Pepsi myself. I mean, Coke's good. So mansion. So you wouldn't like me because I live in Astoria Gardens, the projects out there in Sylmar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, G102.
Yeah. Hey, I hang out in Sylmar occasionally, only because I'm at your guys' pad. But anyway, so I found out he gets arrested yesterday. I got to find his name out. It's going to drive me nuts. But everyone knows who he is.
Right.
Anyway.
So that was pretty random. How does that connect to what we were talking about?
I don't know.
Okay.
You just said something.
Yeah, again, do you guys drug test here? First it was you, now it's her. Now what do you guys make a good
exactly.
team?
Wait, this is Santorum? Okay, he's not bad looking.
We're not talking about the way he looks. We're talking about
really
the fact
care.
He looks like a preschool teacher.
Really? Is that him as a gay cowboy?
No, no.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Somebody photoshopped this. Yeah.
That's kind of odd.
She's showing Santorum
on
a...
I mean... I would have done him back in the day. He needs a different haircut because that is just gnarly. But
yeah, he wouldn't have done you. I mean, this guy's so conservative, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know, and yeah, and then the fact is that he's still he's still winning, you know. And I mean, this guy could get the nomination, but I think if he does, Obama wins hands down, you know.
Because, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. I don't know who the people are that are voting for this guy, but
there's ratings.
You know, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, he's against everything that's decent, you know. Everything that's
what do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like against contraception. He's not for it.
Really?
Yeah. Against gay marriage. He's against abortion. Or yeah, against everything.
He's Catholic.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
yeah, I don't discriminate, man. You know, to me, it's the guy that could do the job the best. And what really gets me, man, is that.
But would you live in a country that has these kind of laws? I mean, if he enacts these
there's
laws,
there's no way
and
that
shit?
We the people are going to let that law pass. So he can claim to do whatever he wants to do, but that's not going to happen.
Right. I have to go through the House and the Senate and all that too, and they have to, like, they're gonna override it, and that's the thing. Yeah. Like right now,
you don't know that.
Is the House are they Republican or Democratic right now? I don't even know.
The Republicans are the majority now.
Okay,
yeah.
So well then you never know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just found out his name. It's Lenny Dykstra. That's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never heard of
Sounds
him.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah,
man.
He got arrested for all that yesterday, and that's the guy who locked me in the house. He's really well known. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's not a good car thief, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? If Lenny, next time you want to steal a car, brother, come talk to me. I'll show you how to not get caught.
Yeah. So tell us about this. So really, you used to steal cars when you were young?
Here's the deal. You know, we grew up poor in the projects and all that stuff. And
right.
My sister basically raised us. And I stole my first car. I was in the sixth grade, and I was with my sister. And she my sister was pregnant. She was pregnant and she had a 66 Chevy Caprice.
How old was she?
She was
16 or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she needed she needed parts for her car. So she took me to go steal this car, and she goes, get in the car. And she has a screwdriver, and she pops the hood, and she like jumps the starter with a screwdriver. I think it was like those old Craftsman screwdrivers.
Wow. Did you know your sister could do this?
Man, my sister was awesome, man.
Really?
And then so all of a sudden, you know, we're driving the stolen car back to the projects.
Uh-huh.
She gets the parts off that she needs. The word gets out in the project. Everyone starts taking parts they need. But yeah, so I spent my first car with my sister. Hey, we used to help each other out. Yeah, so, and it's funny though, because, you know, I just became really good at being a repossessor.
So
that was my first experience with stealing a car.
Yeah. So how did the repossession come up? How did that?
Well, one day I decided, you know what, man, I have an opportunity to turn my profession into a legal profession. So you know, now, you know, if I become a legal repossession, now the cops are on my side.
Right.
You know, because before the cops were against me.
Right.
You know, and it was always that kind of cat and mouse game.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, but you know, I got, you know, beat up a couple times, you know, by the cops, but I deserved it for sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I believe in what happens within your platoon stays within your platoon. You know, not like these little crybabies. Oh, the cops slapped me. Well, he should have punched you.
Right.
You know.
So did you start like your own company?
I did. I started my own repossession company.
Uh huh.
With my family, and that's the dynamics of the show.
Right. Now, so you work like for creditors and stuff, right?
Yeah, we
and they hire you.
I hid my car.
What's that?
All last year, I hid it.
Really?
I hid it well.
Well, you know what? If I came to repossess your car and I caught you, I'd just go make your payment, girl.
Yeah.
And that's what these stalkers and pervs should have did. Just make your car payment. You would have just invited them in.
Right.
Probably. You know? Probably so.
Now, how many car payments does it take to miss before you go and repossess?
Oh, she knows.
Three.
Yeah. If you're like,
ignore all their calls. Right here. Delete.
Yeah. I guess if you look like that, I guess they would wait to three. But depending on the finance company and the creditors, sometimes it's 30 days.
Really?
Sometimes it's 60.
Wow.
Sometimes it's all about your attitude and, of course, your payment history, which she knows about that.
Right.
So I have horrible payment.
Wow, that's interesting.
I always do it. It just takes forever.
Really?
I forget a lot.
Yeah.
Right now, it's fine.
The thing about it is most people don't realize when you sign that contract, you have to read it. Even the fine print, you have a responsibility to make your payment on time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they give you a 10-day grace period, but... you know, people can, they're taking my car after 3 months. I mean, you're lucky they didn't take it after two because they legally can.
Wow.
Really? Wow.
And one of the big things that I tell everybody is that people have to understand without repossessing agencies or repossessor, the average American could never afford the interest rate on an auto loan. Never. That'd be 30 to 40% if we didn't have repossessing agencies, man. We are a $1 billion industry.
Wow.
And we're part of the economy. We're not bad guys. We're not the bad guys. All we're trying to do is keep the economy going.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, can you imagine other countries, they don't have repossessions.
Right.
Really?
You know? Yeah, and there was a time, you guys got me going now, damn it. There was a time that, you know, pre-1996 where if I repossessed your car and you said, you know what, cease and desist, drop the car, I had to leave it. Then that car goes to Mexico or goes to Israel or somewhere else and the bank never sees it and it's a loss.
Wow.
And guess what? These $50,000 to $100,000 Mercedes and BMWs, it starts adding up to millions real fast.
Yeah, yeah.
So that law has changed. So because the banks were losing so much money, they were losing hundreds of millions of dollars on knuckleheads taking cars out of the country.
He's like knuckleheads like you. No,
yeah. So that's pretty interesting. Yeah. I mean, you're saying that after 30 days late, they can actually take it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Even some of these mom and pops that do in-house financing, they can take your car after 10 days.
Really? But they don't usually, right? I mean, they would wait, give you the benefit of a doubt, let you give you a chance to pay.
Right. Yeah. You know, some people, these smaller mom and pops, I mean, you know, they want the cars back. The bigger finance companies, they'll let you go a little bit longer because they're going to lose a lot of money.
Right.
Repossessing the car, okay, storing the car, you know, to they can sell it. Then they sell it. They have to take it to an auction. There's a fee there. Right. There's a cleaning fee. By the time you know it, man, they've lost $10,000 on selling your $10,000 car. And guess who has to pay the deficiency balance?
Right.
You.
You're right.
They go to court. They garnish your wages. And you're paying for a car that you don't have, period.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, there's a lesson to be learned here.
So, I do
make your fucking car payments.
Ride a bike.
That's all right. Well, I only have, like, literally, I think I have only two payments left. So I'm like, whatever. Fuck you guys. I'll pay when I feel it. Like.
Well, no, let me tell you a quick story, man. I did a repo for, it was a Toyota Previa, and the guy had one payment left.
Are you kidding
me? One payment. And you know why they repossessed it? Because the guy said exactly what you just said to the finance company.
Mm. Oh, no, but they're assholes. I can't even talk to the guy.
Yeah.
But you know what the guy, I actually have him. Like, you should hear the threatening messages he's sent to me.
Uh-huh.
So I gave it to my dad, who's a fucking psycho. My dad's Italian. And let me tell you, my dad ripped them a new asshole.
I get it now.
Ripped them a new motherfucking asshole. And I was like, that's right. What?
So
I paid it. But it was just like, I mean, the guy got ripped a new asshole. It was awesome. I was like, yes.
You know, I showed up to this guy to take his Previa. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and I had it hooked up on the tow truck. And he's like, man. He says, don't even worry about it. It's my fault. I shouldn't have never told the guy to go F himself.
Really?
I'm like,
wow.
That's what he did.
So that actually affects it, huh? The way you talk to them and the attitude you take.
Absolutely, sure.
Wow. Sometimes they don't even, like, you get the wrong guy. I mean, that's one guy, like, I'm like, I can't even talk to you. Stop it. Shut up. Let me talk to someone else. I hate you. I can suck a dick. Yeah. You know, and like. And then, like, I get so mad. I get really mad. But I'm crazy. But the guy can be as nice as can be, and, like, I'll talk to him. And then other times, like, I'll, like, hey, look, blah, 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 whatever. And he would just, that's why I stopped answering the phone. Because I'm just going to get mad. I'm going to throw it. And I'm going to beat someone up. And I'm going to get in a car accident. And then this and then that. So it's like, I can't. Because they affect me that much.
Right.
People piss me off so much that I just, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know I'm crazy.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. So now tell us, so you usually do this at night, right?
24/7, because if I don't get you at home, I'll get you at work.
Really?
Question though. Yeah. So let's say someone is really good at hiding it. Like, what is, like, the craziest story that you've had?
Wow, Jesus, Statue of Limitations hasn't passed yet. So I can't tell you. But, you know, we've been indirectly involved in murders and, we've dealt. Remember, we deal with all walks of life, from drug dealers to pimps to attorneys, doctors and so forth and so on. So, you know, everyone has a story.
Right.
And everybody's different, you know. So, but I treat everybody the same. I treat them with respect because I don't know their backstory, what's going on. And you never know. We might get some crazy half Italian, half white woman with a knife, and a crazy, insane dad.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, it's not worth it, you know, if we get into an altercation like that.
Yeah.
We'll just leave the car, or we'll call LAPD, and they'll take care of it, or CHP, you know, or whoever else, you know, an AMD, whatever.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, I'm pretty good at hiding it. And,
okay.
But I'm just saying, like, what...
Yeah, it's what, the only way you're going to hide it if you send it to Israel.
There you go.
She has connections.
But see, no one knows where. What if I have nothing on file?
Okay, here's how it goes.
And a fake address, which is what I did.
Most likely, I'm going to take it that you're blonde. So
I'm a lot smarter.
Yeah,
than...
well, I'm just going to give you the benefit of the doubt because you look pretty smart, pretty sassy.
Here.
Okay, so let's say that you gave your car to your boyfriend to drive and he gave you his.
Mm-hmm.
Most people do that.
I wouldn't do that if I know that I'm not someone's looking for it.
So I'll run your boyfriend's plate to go back to his mom's car and I'll get it. Or I'll run tickets on your car because if you're not making your payments, you can't afford your parking tickets. And you look like the person that would just park anywhere and not give a damn.
No.
So I would definitely get you on parking tickets. Or you know what? I'll be checking your registration.
It's registered or
I'll be checking your credit to see where you go, what you buy.
Oh.
I would get you. You understand me, lady?
Oh, so you would follow to the mall.
Hoorah.
I'd buy everything online. Good thing.
Yeah. So I guess by buying a car over payments, you give away a lot of rights.
No,
a lot of information on the application.
Yeah.
And guess what? Your cousin Billy over there.
See, they're all in Maryland.
Billy doesn't like you. They're in Maryland. I just got back from Maryland. Watch out. Yeah. So look, I'm gonna tell your cousin. Look, in Maryland. Hey, I'm gonna give you $500 if you tell me where
your bruschetta is at. They don't care. They're all wealthy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Wow. You don't have any broke Mexican friends?
Friends.
Once they'll rat you out.
Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know they wouldn't because I think they're scared of the wrath of Bruschetta.
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
So you have to learn a lot of stuff like this, huh?
Yeah, but I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Have you ever been pepper sprayed?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm close to pepper spraying you, woman.
But I'm really good at pepper spraying others.
Yeah, I can tell, man.
No, but I'm wondering because there is so much that goes into it. I am just curious.
Right.
I have a P.O. box, which everything's registered to, and no one fucking knows where I go and order everything else. But I have stalkers. This is why I do it. But
sure.
I did that for that, too, and I was like, oh, motherfuckers will not find me. And then I locked it in a garage, and I kept switching the garages in case I was, ever followed. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
You know what? This is how I would get her. We have a mutual friend, which is your brother, Kevin. I would say, Kevin, I'll give you $1,000 if you tell me where his car's at. He's like, Lou, I'll do it for $500.
But see, they know how crazy I am. So they would be like,
She'd be waiting for you with a gun. Are you kidding?
No, yeah. I'd be waiting. I'd be like, oh, yeah.
But, you know, since anybody ever have any questions, man, you know, they can go to my Facebook, facebook.com/LouPizarro, and they can ask me any questions they want. I'm single, but...
We should find you. We talked about this before. We should find you a date.
Well, so,
find
you
a girlfriend.
Randy knows who the type of women I would date. I like wholesome women. Like who, Randy?
Like who?
Sandra Bullock.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not into the bad girls and stuff like that
because
my heart is very sensitive.
And
if you break my heart, my sister will kick your...
I am sure she would. absolutely. What sign are you?
I'm Capricorn. I was born on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow. Christmas Day.
Wow.
No.
Yay. Oh, my God. Shut up. Wow. So, yeah.
Same birthday.
Is she playing with me?
No.
Are you playing with my emotions already?
I swear to God.
It's for real. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm like tough and I will fuck you up. But
yes,
I am super sensitive too. So, no, I totally.
That's true. You are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever have any confrontations with owners, car owners and stuff like that? I guess probably quite a bit when you get there and they are there.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes people... take it to heart, you know, that's all they have. And let's say they bought, you know, they have this nice $20,000 car that they really don't own, but yet they didn't make their payments for 6 months and they spent $10,000 on a radio and rims.
Wow.
They're not going to let that car go.
Right.
Yeah.
That's their investment in their eyes.
Right.
You know, and it becomes very physical and dangerous.
It's been
repossessions that have been shot and killed, stabbed and killed.
Wow.
In fact, every year in Texas, there's a repossessor that gets killed.
Really?
Oh, in Texas,
is it the same one every time?
It's just Israeli guy. He has 9 lives. He does a radio show in L.A.
Wait, so is there some kind of union that you guys have or anything? Like, I don't know. Is that a weird question?
No. You know what's funny? Because people had brought that up to, we're all independent contractors. But people had tried to kind of round us up and do a union, but it just can't work.
It's called 18th Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just not going to work.
I feel like it should be good.
You got to understand is that repossessors, I have a lot of respect for them because they have a really dangerous job. We can't carry weapons. We carry pepper spray, bro.
Really?
That's all we can carry.
Yeah.
I got a really good kind. It's the bear spray from Big Five.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the little $5 can. It'll last you. Got me 5 big guys. Anyway, it's long.
Wow.
It's another story.
It has to last you. How often do you use it?
I'm saying it lasted.
I got a reality show idea for you, and it's stocked. And it's all the different guys that are stalking you, man, and the stuff you have to do to get away from them, like spray them with bear spray, go to court.
Why don't we do this? That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
You should. There we go.
Sounds good. So finally, we're out of time. Go ahead and plug the show again.
So it's Operation Repo, and it's on TrueTV.com, and you can see us every Wednesday on True TV at 9:30 Pacific Standard Time, and on Mundos. Mm-hmm. So go to Mundos.tv and check us out on Mundos at 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday.
What channel is True TV on in this town?
It's 68 if it's 68. Cable, and if it's like 242 if it's DirecTV.
I see.
And Dish, I'm not sure. But you guys can get all the information at Facebook.com/Lou Pizarro.
Twitter.
And yeah, you thank you. You can go to Twitter me at Lou Pizarro. I always have a problem saying Twitter, huh? They always make fun of me because I say Twitter.
Twatter. Yeah. Twitter. Twat me.
So.
Randy, where can people find you if they want to? Do you want them to?
Sure, why not? Well, I have the computer graphics thing going on. I'm which is
he's sick. He's a sick artist.
So give us a website.
Who the hell is randymartinez.com? Randymartinez.com was not available, so I'd go who the hell is randymartinez.com. And then I also have stylitarium.com, which I'm still building it for an upcoming music album I'm working on.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, we're not done yet.
You've been great. Well, we are.
We're not done yet. So, hey, again, I want to thank my boy Randy because he's been the backbone of this whole team for a long time, him and his family's dad and everyone else. And then, again, you know, we have a podcast tomorrow at 8 p.m., and you guys can go to Facebook.com/Operation Podcast, and we're going to talk about today.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
So, good.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for joining us. Virginia, thank you. Calm down a little bit.
I'm on Guy Talk Radio tonight. So
oh, yes.
You guys can see me tonight
at 7 p.m.
Yes, listen at 7
p.m. right here on LA Talk Radio, and we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.